Welcome to the Manifesting Mother Hustler podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help women like you create massive quantum shifts, to attract the life that you desire to live, to put a stop to all your limiting beliefs, and help you become the queen of your life that you have always desired to be. Are you ready for this? Let's get it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. You guys, I have a spicy topic for you today, and it might trigger some of you. It might, you know, hit a little something, but I feel like it's an important conversation that we all need to have. And I'm going to be here to just be straight up front and tell you that nobody owes you anything. And I say this because I know that there's been a lot of people in our lives that have hurt us. Maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a family member, a friend, an ex. But, you know, we all have people in our lives that have hurt us in one way or another, and we feel like they owe us an apology. We feel like they owe us some kind of closure. Maybe it was the way that they left the relationship. Maybe it was them just like going MIA. We feel like they owe us some kind of explanation. And the harsh truth is that nobody owes you anything. If anything, you owe yourself to forgive that person. And I say this because if you don't forgive that person, you're always going to be living with that weight on you. You're always going to be having some sort of expectation in the back of your head of how that person should have acted or what they should have said or what they could have said to mend things. And I know that this is probably a hard pill to swallow to a lot of us, because I've also gone through this many, many times. And what helped me was to do some work around this and wholeheartedly accept that no one owes me anything. Only I can give myself whatever it is that I feel like that person, quote unquote, owed me, right? And it's not easy, you guys. It is not easy to forget. I'm not saying it's an easy thing to forget, especially when people do horrible, horrible things to you. But it is something that once you forgive that person, you're going to be able to move on and leave it in the past. Because what happens when we feel like somebody owes us something, we don't fully let go of that part of our past. And it's almost like always there haunting us, reminding us of that situation, of that thing that happened. It's not until you forgive the person that you can fully surrender it and let it go and let the universe, God, source take care of it and, you know, take the weight off of you. I felt like this needed to be talked to today because I often hear people say, like, I didn't get the closure that I wanted from that one person. Well, you know, the reality is that that person may never give you the closure. So it's going to be easier for you to forgive that person versus having the expectation of them coming to you with closure. Because the reality is that sometimes you will never get that. I'm not saying like you will never get it, but the chances of you getting it will be very slim. And another thing is sometimes people do things at an unconscious level. So even though you're aware that what they did to you was bad, and they might also be aware that what they did to you was bad, they may not really know the reason why they did it, because that takes some inner work. That takes some digging into all of these layers that we have as humans, human spirits. It takes a lot of digging within ourselves to really know why we did that one thing. Because if you think about it, even with us, right, with you, with me, sometimes we do things at an unconscious level and we don't even know why we did that thing. And it takes some getting in touch with ourselves to find out what triggered us or what caused us to act a certain way. So the point I'm making is that even if you have been waiting for a person to apologize, to give you closure, the closure that you feel like you need, honestly, they might not even know the reason. They might not even know the reason of why they did it, what made them act that way, because there are patterns within us that come from generations and generations. It takes some work, right, to be able to even notice those patterns. You know, and I myself have gone through these cycles of feeling like somebody owes me an apology, feeling like somebody owes me an explanation. But, and I've gotten apologies and explanations from certain people that I felt like have owed me those things. And even though they apologize, it doesn't feel any different. Even though they explain to me the reason why they think they did it, it doesn't feel any different. I will tell you, you still feel like you need to know more. It's so strange. But part of that is because you yourself have to accept the fact that it's going to be okay. That regardless of what that person did to you, you are going to be okay. And we feel like once we get that apology, it's going to heal our hearts. It's going to make our wound less painful. But what I've learned, or what I've noticed, is that you healing your own wounds with your own love is what's going to help you. It's what's going to get you through it. And it's what's going to get you out of that yucky cycle of feeling like people owe you things. Because when you feel like that, you are living in victim mode. You're being a victim. And the last thing we want is to be a victim. And not just that, it's not just a victim role, but you're also blocking yourself from receiving anything more than beyond what you want. When you're holding on to the past, when you're holding on to past pain, it almost puts like a barrier on you and you can't move forward because that thing keeps holding you back. Three things that I did to help me get over this little funk that I was in a while back, like years ago. One was accepting the fact that I was not going to be getting an apology or an explanation from people that hurt me. I really had to just accept it. And that was probably the hardest part, was accepting it, because I wanted to put the blame on someone so bad. So accepting it takes the blame away from the person and you are just fully accepting what is. So that's number one. Number two was repeating to myself that everything was going to be okay and filling up that wound or mending the wound with my own love. So with love towards myself. And what love for yourself looks like is being nicer to yourself, being kinder to yourself. Believe that you are so extraordinary, so amazing. Believe that you are a light when you walk into a room. Believe that you are a freaking goddess, okay? Because you really have to repeat it to yourself consistently in order for you to be it, in order for you to become it. When we start filling ourselves up with self-love, things massively shift. Like that's when you take control of your life. So one of the ways I started showing love for myself at that time was I was really being careful with the things that I said to myself. I was not allowed to say to myself ugly, negative things or call myself any names. I was not allowed to say anything negative to myself. And I really took it more into the perspective as of whatever I wouldn't say to my daughter, I wouldn't say to me. So that was another thing, being just extra careful with your words. So that was one of the ways I showed myself more love. Another way was taking myself out to dinner, buying myself flowers. I would take myself out on like mini shopping sprees. What else would I do? I would go and get my hair done. I would just go out and have fun. I would just go out and enjoy it and just have fun. And that was just my way of showing myself my own love, right? Love for myself. Another thing that I would do, you guys, and this one was something that made a big difference in my life, was EFT tapping. If you don't know what EFT tapping is, go on YouTube or go on Google. It's super easy to do. The point of EFT tapping, or the purpose of it is for you to start releasing trapped emotions within your body. And it's so powerful. It is so powerful because just think about how long you've been holding on to that feeling of, this person needs to say sorry to me. I'm not going to talk to that person until they apologize. I'm not going to blah, 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 blah until I get some sort of explanation. Okay. Think how many years or how many months or weeks you've been holding on to that. Eventually, it gets trapped in your body. So EFT tapping is so powerful, you guys, and it's so easy to do. And even if you can do it just to begin, maybe like once a day, like that, or maybe not even once a day, right? Maybe like twice a week or once a week. Honestly, with you even doing it just once is a big deal. So EFT tapping is huge. And also, I'm going to say meditating. I know there's a lot of people that don't like meditating, or they feel like it takes too long, whatever the reason is. Honestly, meditation doesn't need to be that long. I think it's the word meditation that we automatically think it needs to be like, I need to sit there for an hour, but you don't. You can turn on some music and sit there even for like 5 minutes and put your hand on your heart and put one on your belly, one on your heart, and take 5 deep breaths and just sit there and just feel yourself, feel your being, and ask yourself, what do I need? What do I need? What do I need more in my life? You guys, ask yourself, because I will promise you that something will come through. You'll get like some idea of like, oh, you know, you need to maybe take yourself out to dinner more. I don't know. I'm just giving you ideas. Or you need to treat yourself with some flowers, but really just feel it. Sit in the moment and feel it. And this is going to help you. This is going to help you get over all this yuckiness of feeling like people owe you something, and you're going to be able to take your power back and get out of victimhood, because you do not want to be a victim. You want to take control of your life. You want to take control of what it is that you want to manifest and what you want to do with your life. So really put these things into practice. I love you guys so much, and I hope that this episode will help you guys, because you know, I'm here to help you in any way that I can. I'm here to support you. I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders, even though I don't know you. I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I know that you'll get through this. So we'll see you next time. Always, thank you guys so much for listening in. I hope today's episode was of great value to you. And please feel free to share with a friend, with a family member, if you guys feel called. I would love a review either through Apple or Spotify. Thank you guys again, and we'll see you next time.